Chovis Lavavis, at the end of his psicha, discussing the Te'elis, the benefits of somebody that has bitachon. He already discussed the benefits of somebody that has bitachon over the alchemist, which seems like the alchemist is set for life, that he has money whenever he needs. But he's already explained the 10 benefits of the person that has bitachon over the alchemist. Then he discussed the benefits of somebody that has bitachon for his avodas Hashem, how it adds to his avodas Hashem. And now he's discussing the benefits of a person who has bitachon with regard to his parnasa, with regard to his Olam Hazeh, not his avodas Hashem specifically, rather his serenity and calmness during life. So he says as follows, he tells an amazing story. He says as follows. Echad ha-te'elis hi menuchas ha-nefesh me'enedida bedorach merchoikis dover mechales ha-gufa mekarves kitzachayim. Somebody that's been talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so he doesn't feel compelled to travel to all ends of the earth to make a parnasa, because traveling is something which could detract from a person's life and certainly from his serenity. And somebody that doesn't have to travel for his parnasa is certainly better off. Commuting is not known for sitting in traffic in the morning for an hour is not known to do well for people's hearts. And there's a story about one of the people who was a parish before he started acting with precious. He went to a far-flung country, went to the Far East to look for parnasa. And in the city that he came, he was in the Far East, and he was in India, and sure enough, he meets... I know somebody that used to go out to the Far East, actually, for his parnasa. And they would have these people that are able to leave them, even here in the 21st century. Take these little, whatever it is, this little elephant out of his thing, and kiss it before they have make a business deal. So he meets him there, and he tells him, he says... Omar Laya Parish, Mama Oid Shrim Atem Atachlas Yivarin. You're so blinded... and you're so knowledgeless. You have no knowledge. Your knowledge is chayser havana. You're so thick. He's saying, that you're oved Hashem, like where are you? Where are you living? So the oved avid azar told him. He says, who are you oved? He says, what do you mean? I'm Ovid the creator, a kol yachol, the omnipotent, I'm a chalak al yechidi, the soul sustainer, I'm a farnishin kamayu, the person that gives parnasa, like it can't be compared to anybody else. So Ovid Avodah Zarah told him, he said, my sechel says him is the varechel. He says, what you do, you're not preaching, you're not practicing what you're preaching. He says, Shalit Zer Parash Ketzad. So he said, what are you talking about? He says, Ovid Avodah Zarah, so the Ovid Avodah Zarah told him, he said, Ibu ma shamar tahoya emes. Had it been true that which you're saying, as if it's true that Ribbono Shel Olam could be mefarnes to everybody, and he's unlimited in his ability to give everybody sustenance, then he'd be able to mefarnes you way back in New York. You wouldn't have to go to the Far East. He says, what are you coming here to look for parnasa for? The parish had no answer. He didn't know what to answer. He went back to his country. He switched his whole attitude, and he decided that he's going to take a job that's at home, that's close to home, that he shouldn't have to go out to the Far East, wherever it is, go other countries. Now, this is something which has many, many ramifications. This idea, somebody that takes it to heart. Many people think that they have to help the Ribbono Shel Olam with parnasa. You know, for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the finest, but we have to do our chilek, which is true. A person has to do ishtadlis. We'll see in the next one. The question is, how much of ishtadlis has to do? He has to go to a certain college, which is going to be who knows where, and he has to take a certain job, which is going to be who knows where, and everything that he does is because to be able to make a parnasa, he must do this and he must do that. And you're right. Benaf Shayavi Lachman Mamish. Yes, like we saw by Yitzchar Socher, he's Tola BeIlon VeOlav BeChayma, and he's Meiser Nafshay. A person is Meiser his Nefesh Mamish for his parnasa. And the truth is that the Ribbono Shel Olam has the ability, in more ways than one to mefarnes him without having to do that. It's a person's decision of how he wants to make his parnasa to a certain extent. And this is like the story that they say, it's a mashal story, but it's used for a few different things. But it's very true that the person, Itzik, that had a dream that in Prague, underneath the bridge, there's a treasure. Mekitzer, he ignored the dream, and he had the dream again, and he had the dream again, he said, that's it, he's going. His wife says, what are you doing? Where are you going? He says, I had this dream, I'm going for it. He gets to Prague, and sure enough, Mamish, like exactly in the dream, he finds the bridge, finds exactly where it is, but there's a soldier patrolling. And the soldier's patrolling back and forth, and the first day he comes, he doesn't know what to do. How is Katie dig underneath the bridge if there's a soldier there? Goes away, comes back the next day, the third day, finally after the third day, the soldier gets up to him and he says, what's going on over here? What are you doing here? So he didn't know what to say. He says, I'll tell him the truth. He says, I had a dream. I live away in a different country, Bechal. I had a dream that here in Prague is buried a treasure, and I came to go find it. The soldier started laughing. He says, ah. He says, that's what you had, that's what your dream was? I had a dream that in Krakow, there's a Jew named Itzik, that in his backyard, there's a treasure chest. You think I'm going to go to Krakow? Itzik went flying back home to Krakow, went to his backyard, dug up the backyard, and sure enough, he found the treasure chest. So, what's the nimshel? The nimshel is first of all, that, what? True story. Okay. The true story, it certainly could be a true story, even if it wasn't. But the nekuda is that, first of all, that a person shouldn't look elsewhere for his happiness and for whatever it is because he has it in his backyard. That's the first thing. But the second thing is also with regard to parnas, that's what he's saying, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam has the yicholus to mefarnes a person in every situation. And it's not specifically because he has to do, if he has a choice, the chatchila, of what type of job to take, then, like he's about to continue, take a job that allows for avodas Hashem, that is not taxing on the body, it leaves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, you don't have to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you parnasa, daven for sure, and to do your shtadlis, yeah. Question is, at what point does it consider shtadlis, what point does it not consider shtadlis? Remember discussing once with a very chashuv Talmid Chacham. About parnasa, exactly what falls underneath the shtadlis. So if it's going to be too taxing for your wife, so then obviously that's not nechol nishtadlis. In other words, to take on another hour of a job, take on another, that's something which is, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. You have to know exactly what's considered nishtadlis and what's not considered nishtadlis. And harbi drachim lavokim. There's a story, somebody came to Rosh Chaim and he says, I don't understand. 50 years ago, there was not so many people that were learning. Right? Why do we have so many people? Everybody went out to work when they were after whatever. They learned a few years maybe, but there's so many younger lives, so many that we never had this. And all clients that they never had, that there were so many people that were learning. Why do we need this? So Steinman said, I have a different question. He says, why do we need so many affluent people? In all the years of Klal Yisrael, we never had so many people that were affluent like there is today. The affluence that there is today, the amount of people and the amount of affluence, he says, we never had such a thing. He says, what's up, shot? 50 years ago, we didn't have this. What do we need this for? So I'll tell you why we need this for. The same, it's Zelu Mazem. There's more people that are learning, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs more people to support them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs more people to be able to give them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there's more people that are learning, Mimela HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give more people money. So there's not enough to go around. But this world works it out that there's enough to go around for everybody, whatever the situation might be. Another tale is that a person is boitech in Kaddish Baruch Hu, so then he doesn't take something which is even a job which is close to his house, he doesn't take a taxing job. And he doesn't have a drive to be close to the government. Somebody that gets involved in the government, then before he knows it, he finds himself in some sort of court case. Generally, that's what happens by somebody that's not happy with him, and he puts himself into sakana. The person who has bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he chooses for himself the job that gives him the most menucha, and it gives him the best name, and it takes up the least amount of his brain space when he's not working. Miktoya Hamatim Vyoisir Lakhivas Shatarosim Atil Alayim Vyasikranita Munasah. It gives him he chooses a job that gives him the most ability to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. In other words, like the Mesil Sharm says in Derech Eitz Chaim, he says that the shtadlis that a person has to do because of the chiyuv shtadlis al teklala, he says that was a klala. He says a person should be boicher harab b'miyutai. It's not like imagine somebody, you tell somebody, listen here, they tell him in court, you were caught shoplifting, so it's going to be 2 weeks in jail. So he says, listen here, you know what? 2 weeks, I realized I did something wrong, I'm going to sit in jail for a month. What type of silliness is that? They only be mechayev you 2 weeks, and you're going to sit there for a month? It's a klola, it's a punishment. That which a person has to work is be'etzem etzer einish. In a chanami, a person has to, and each person has to fill out their hishtadlus. However, it's like the Ramchal says, the person should be boicher haral b'miyutai. You should choose the least of the evils, the lesser of the two of all the evils. And don't put yourself into a matzav that's going to be mechayev you to take a job which you're going to have to leave at 4 o'clock in the morning and come back at 1 o'clock at night. It doesn't leave you a proper time for davening. It doesn't leave you a proper time. I remember I was speaking to somebody that used to be in the Chaburo, and he popped into Eretz Yisrael for 48 hours for a chasana, and he stopped by Ner Gavriel to say hello. And we were schmoozing, and he told me that he's in school, and he has a very big commute to school, and Mechulu. In the middle, I asked him, I said, so when do you learn? And this is a very serious guy that when he was in the Chabur, very serious guy, Mamish, a good learner, Vachulu. So when do you learn? So he says to me, Sunday morning from 9:30 to 11. So I said, you don't learn every day? He says, no. He says, what am I supposed to do? The commute is very long, and I'm so zonked by the time I come back. And on the train, I have a hard time concentrating, and that's it. I don't know. Sunday morning, I don't have school. I don't have to go to work. I don't have to whatever. So I have whatever it is, an hour and a half to learn. So I told him, it shouldn't be. You can't live your life like that. Yes, a person has to whatchamacallit. A person has to have a parnasa, but you can't be at the expense of what he has to do. The question is, what's the ikkar and what's the tafel? The ikkar is to live a life that a person is mekayim their chivut through Rebbeinu Shlom. To daven, to learn, to be mekayim mitzvah, whatever he has to do. Does he have to learn 12 hours a day? We're not saying that he has to. But the basics that a yid has to do, that he has to do. If you don't have the yichilus to daven like a mensch, you don't have the yichilus to learn like a mensch, you don't have the yichilus to mekayim your mitzvah like a mensch, so then, say it or not, maybe it was a kid's profile. I was not making a meeting this morning, I was putting my tefillin. By the time I think I had my tefillin out and on, the person already started and finished my nesrei. That was like between 30 seconds and a minute and a half. On the run, Imamish came in, I wasn't even sure that he was davening Shemoneh Esrei, because it was like to be able to. I don't know what the story is. For all I know, it's Pekuach Nefesh. I'm not. But if that's the way that a person finds himself davening, if that's a kavua adikazah, then in the Chanami, he should be possibly looking for a different job. The truth is, lechatchila to choose something which will allow you to have such a ability. And I can tell you about numerous people from the Chabura that I've discussed parnasa with, that very impressively, they chose a job. They chose jobs that allow them to have time to learn. That allow them to have a normal, even though it could be that the profession that they're going into is talking one which is generally not that way. But it's when a person is defining for himself what type of job to take lechatchila, certainly this is something which should be taken into mind. It should take into mind is does it allow him to be mekayim his chavis to Rebbeinu Shlomo? And kiyodua loy hanius. That's what he says over here. He says, a person chooses the best job for him, that gives him the best name. The job that a person takes is not going to detract or add to what he makes, which is Betzim HaMishnah and then the Kedushin. And there's very many people that became multimillionaires or even billionaires from things that you would never believe in a million years would be able to make a proper panasa. And I think many people, probably anybody here, could point to somebody and say that. If you want a list of afterwards, you can speak to me. But And there's people that have a great parnasa and they don't make any money. And there's many, many people, I would guess probably, I never did a poll, but I've heard so many people already that it's true about, that they've gone to school for one thing and didn't use that as for their job. They went to be a lawyer, and at the end of the day became an actuary, and they became a whatever it is. Their job is something else from what they actually went to school for. Elokim Yisbaruch Hu Agoizer Al Hakol Al Kach Meshenemer Ki Leimi Moitzim Emarev Leimi Midbar Harim Ki Elokim Shayfeit Zei Ashpil VeZei Arim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Meitzim Emarev, it's not in the east, it's not in the west. Finding the Parnasa, it's where Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives a person that. Elokim Shefet Zei Ashpil VeZei Arim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu decides who's supposed to make the money. Benemer Binazdashi Abitena Menuchis Yina Aleni. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings me to the right pastures now and gives me Parnasa wherever it is. The problem is that it doesn't look this way. It doesn't look this way. You see a lot of people with a certain type of job that they make a lot of money. And the people that have this other type of job, they don't make a lot of money. So if I'm going to go decide what type of job to get, so you're right. But I can tell you that if I'm going to start out with this and this job, then I'll probably be making a lot of money. The starting salary is many tens of thousands of dollars higher. So what are you telling me that the loya nias mina umnes vafulu? So to a certain extent, the truth is that it's like lamashal with the lottery. Whoever wins the lottery is rich. Whoever wins the lottery in America, usually if you win it, you're the sole winner of a big lottery. You make millions. So go for the lottery. Play the lottery. What are the choices? Hey, you never know, right? What are the choices of winning the lottery? 1 in a million? Much less than that. What are the choices? But everybody who wins the lottery makes money. That doesn't mean that if you're going to take that, you're going to win, you're going to play the lottery, that you're going to make it. It doesn't mean if you go into that profession, then you're going to make it. And it doesn't mean that if you don't go into that profession, then you're not going to make it. Ki menas Hashem lekeichem eschem hayishchem oyvim es Hashem lekeichem. The person, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all a test to see. Are you going to fall for it and decide this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to put my whole life into it and I'm not going to leave any time for my avodas Hashem because this is what's going to make me the parnaso? Or no, you're going to say, listen here, I'm going to choose a job that allows me work the other way around. What are my ikronot, like he says? What is chashiv to me? What is important to me in my life? And that's the ikr. That's the number one on my list of what's important. And mamela, everything else has to fit around that. Everything else that has to fit in. My job has to fit with time for davening. And my job has to fit with time for learning. If it doesn't, then it doesn't even come on. It's not that it's like somebody offers you, somebody's going out and they offer a litvish boy, and they offer a chassidish girl. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing different. Just that's not what I am. I have a different background. She has a different background. It's not a shidduch. So when a person decides what type of job he's looking for and somebody offers him a different job, that's a great job and it's going to make him a lot of money and b'chulu, if it doesn't fit his criteria, then it's just pashut not a shidduch. First decide what you want and then work finding a job that fit that criteria.